We kick off hour number three live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Hope you had a lot of White Claw on hand for Saturday. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Only 100 calories. Now available in 8 refreshing flavors. Fresh watermelon, sweet tangerine, juicy lemon. They got the lime. Each one a wave of pure refreshment. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Please drink responsibly.
They've got lemon. They've got lime.
White Claw Hard Seltzer. Yeah, the comments about Harrison Bailey are when he's comes into the football game. So if you want to go listen to those, you can. I had everything Pruitt had said after the game pulled up. Here's what he said about the turnover thing. He was asked about his team putting in more. Apparently, the guys in the press box really noticed how players on the field did not even attempt to chase down the Kentucky guy on the second pick six.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, Princeton Fant and JG.
He was jogging, then he sprinted for a second, and then he probably could have caught up. And it was almost like he was like, we need this guy to score so we get our quarterback out of here. It looked weird.
I'm not kidding,
man. Go back and watch it.
I know they weren't really playing.
I don't know if any of the guys behind the play could have literally called him or not. There's just no way to know that. But apparently the media people sitting in the press box, it was very – I wonder if some of the guys downfield who knew they had no shot to catch him just didn't even jog, like just walked off the field. I'm not sure because they specifically asked Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah, there wasn't going to be a – who was our guy that hawked down the A&M dude?
Malik Foreman.
There wasn't going to be a Malik Foreman incident here.
So Pruitt was asked on his team not putting in enough effort to stop turnovers from being returned down the field, and Pruitt said, yeah, I'll call it what it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sitting here looking like, where's everybody coming from? Where are they at? You know, I mean, I coached in a game one time, and we won 9-6, okay? In the first play of the game, we threw a pick, and one offensive player, if you could have seen the effort that this guy did on the run, the guy down and tackled him at the 1 foot line. The 1 foot line. It was phenomenal. Well, guess what? We held them 3 plays and they kicked the field goal. We win 9-6. Does that make sense? Little things that people don't see. That's how you build a winning team. And I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I'd like to see it. Does that make sense?
No, that didn't really make sense. I mean, yeah, it made sense. It's fine. Sure, why not?
Here's what he said on his message to Jarrett Garantano after a game like that. One thing is getting the ball knocked out of his hand. That wasn't his fault. You know, he should have took a check down when he threw the ball down the middle. And, you know, on the whatever route we ran out there, you know, I'm not crazy about the call, to be honest. Okay, I'm not crazy about that. And that's my fault. Nobody's fault but mine. And so should we have thrown it? I don't know. Did the receiver push off? I don't know. I didn't see that I was watching the interior part of everyone in the scrimmage. I just know that I've never been a big fan of throwing a lot. You know, 35-yard out routes to gain 4 yards. You know, I just don't believe in the risk versus reward. I would rather
Can you leave out the you knows
if
from
we're
now
going
on?
To throw the ball that every one of our receivers are running toward the goal line, not away from the goal line. So that's something that has to be addressed. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just feels like he doesn't I mean, we're not asking him to perform brain surgery here. It just feels like he doesn't understand some of the basic issues that the offense has. I mean, I feel like he's our defensive guys still get beat on slant routes and don't play with correct leverage a lot. But I still feel like on defense we call the right plays for the most part. You know, guys might get roasted or get beat or whatever. But, I mean, are we just stuck with a defensive savant that, like, can't manage the whole team? That's kind of my big fear here. And that might be best-case scenario. Because he seems to think, apparently there's people trying to kind of fabricate some stuff or trying to find things that may or may not have happened yesterday that got Brumbaugh fired, but apparently he was fired before, like, in the morning. Apparently that had to do with Jeremy Pruitt not being happy with the defensive line's performance in the second half. Like, that's
might as well Friend still have a job.
Like, that feels like that's Jeremy Pruitt's main focus after the game Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and while that wasn't good, how is that the priority? is the question most fans have today. Let's go back to the phone lines. We've got Berto up next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. So what's up, Berto?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, bud.
Or I just should say morning, gentlemen. It is morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I think why Brumbaugh gotten fired yesterday morning is that in Pruitt's phone, it just says line coach. And he meant to call Will Friend. But it just says line coach because all he gives a damn about clearly is the defense. And he forgot that he has an offensive line coach that needs to be fired as well. Explains Brumbaugh being fired more than Brumbaugh being fired for performance. Am I wrong?
No. I mean, apparently he's been an issue for a while, but I don't like. Yeah.
Is he an issue internally, as in he causes dissension, or? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, is he an issue because he causes dissension? Or because he's not doing, you know, what Pruitt wants? Or is it that Tosh Lapoa is now available? And that's who he always wanted, but he wasn't available the first time around.
It may be. And if that's the case, then I don't necessarily have a problem with making a move there. But the timing just is really unfortunate because, obviously, fans are all looking at the quarterback position and the offense as a whole.
Well, thank God Pruitt gave back his $400K raise for this year because they're going to spend it on Brumbaugh. Good God. I've never seen a guy get paid $1.3 million to hang around for how many days?
Four games.
How many days was he actually on campus?
Yeah, I don't know.
100?
Yeah, maybe. It's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah, getting fired at UT, still the best gig in town. That's the first thing. I'm not even going to address JG as a person or a player anymore. I don't have anything against the kid. The kid doesn't trot himself out there. He's just not good at quarterback. He's just not an SEC quarterback. It's not his fault he was recruited at the level he was. It's not his fault that the coaches can't develop somebody behind him. It's not his fault that he even can't read a defense because nobody's there to teach him. I mean, Chris Wanky, is he over there polishing that trophy?
Maybe.
What the hell is he doing?
Who knows?
Got that.
I mean, I'm not mad at JG anymore. I'm really not. Mm-mm, that pass on Saturday, that was laughable. What happened on Saturday was laughable because let's be fair. Every coach on campus has probably forgotten more about football, except for Chris Wanky. Has probably forgotten more about football. Well, maybe because of CTE. Has probably forgotten more about football than any of us will ever remember. Okay, but I will say this. Chris, if you couldn't see that coming on Saturday, you are not a good football coach, okay? Because we could all see that.
Mm-hmm.
We could all see it. A pick six, you know, as soon as your quarterback throws a pick six, last year he was jerked. This year, why the hell did you leave him in? Not one time last year did we throw a pick. Or a significant loss of yardage where our quarterback was not pulled. That at least gave me some hope. It's like, okay, they're going to pull him out. Even if they put him back in, they're going to pull him out. They didn't do that on Saturday, and it cost them.
Yep.
And then the other thing, when he threw that second pick six, everybody's talking about the what we used to call lollygagging, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call it lollygagging.
Lollygagging.
Yeah. All those guys running down the sideline who just quit and were lollygagging. First of all, you shouldn't ever have to teach your players on offense how to tackle. That's not a thing. Never been a thing and will never be a thing. That's an excuse. And the second thing is I actually figured out you guys said that the team has quit on JG as their leader, and I agree. You know when I figured that out? When our boy Ramel Keaton decided to put his cleats directly in the nethers of another player.
Mm.
That was a complete loss of control, and it was right after one of those plays. And for me, for Roberto, that's when I said that Pruitt has now lost the team because of his bungling of the quarterback situation. And he has got to do something miraculous to get the team back to even win four games at this point. So this is a lost season, but as you know, I don't usually agree with oh my God. My boy.
Jamie?
Tweet.
Okay.
I don't usually agree with him, but he's right. This season just became it matters. I was willing to let it slide no matter what, but it became an it matters because the coach has clearly lost the team. When you have to piss and moan about your team not tackling on offense after interception, that means you've lost.
Now, thanks for the call, Alberto. Exactly. I mean, you could say the season doesn't matter if you're within some realm of, like, passable whatever. And getting blown out by Georgia is one thing. Getting blown out by Kentucky, completely separate matter.
Keaton's nut kick was my favorite play of the game.
Hang tight if you're on the phone lines. Last call for calls on the G3 Help Me Hotline, 865-546-8200. Stick with us right here.
There's fighting you. I like that.
We get right back to the G3 Help Me Hotline. These will be the last three phone calls, so if you want to weigh in, you'll have to wait for the next show or hit us up tomorrow. I know we're trying to get to as many people as we can. Obviously, been a rough misery Monday. Houston, I saw the drawer. Survivor punishment.
Oh, that's right. Thanks for reminding me.
All right, up next, this segment, we've got the one and only Philly. What's up, Phil?
I guess not a good morning, gentlemen.
Where's I? No, Philly, not good at all. Not good.
It could be worse.
You know, in 1988, I think Tennessee lost a bunch of ball games and
0-6.
Majors fired the defense coordinator right in the middle of the season. But the problem was we had a terrible defense, and that's the reason he did it. But does it seem like this is a reverse psychology going on over there now?
Yeah, I don't know the exact story with Brumbo. I know there were issues in the preseason, but I don't think the defensive line is our biggest concern right now.
Yeah, we got all kinds of concerns. Is it true, the rumor I heard yesterday, that the offensive staff has been pleading with the head coach to make a quarterback change? Is that just a rumor, or is that true? Or do y'all know anything?
I have not heard that. I will refrain from comment. Because I don't know, Philly, one way or the other. I have not heard that, but I could hear it today.
I hope that's the case.
Well, guys, this is year three, and what's even more alarming is year three of Butch. Butch had better football players than Jeremy Pruitt's gotten.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't really upset necessarily with the level of players that Butch Jones got. Not really. I mean, some of them were paper tigers, but some of them just didn't perform up to their capabilities because of Butch Jones. So, I mean, I think if you had a really good coach and you just supplied them with the Butch Jones players in exactly the same timing that Butch Jones did, you could have been pretty successful.
Yeah. Well, I believe that it's just the die has been cast. It's just a question of when. And the unfortunate thing is they'll have to fire the athletic director and the football coach when it happens.
Well, you would if it was normal, normal leadership, but I could see them firing Jeremy Pruitt and allowing Philip Fulner to pick the next one, which I agree with you doesn't make a lot of sense, but
makes no sense at all.
They'll let him because his excuse, which he will go to, is, guys, I was in a very tight situation. I had to do something, and after everything had gone south with the coaching search, this was the best we could do. He can make that argument, and I don't think anyone above him will be putting enough pressure down to where he will have to lose his position. Now, whether you want to argue that's right or not, Philly, heard you on a voluntary reaction the other night. Glad you're having fun.
Pretty messed up.
Who would you like to see him go get, realistically?
He freeze. Get him before Auburn gets him. Auburn's going to do what they got to do. In fact, Gus Malzahn has a lot bigger buyout than Jeremy Pruitt is, but Auburn is more serious about winning than we are. We're not serious about winning. We've hired three bums in a row.
Hard to argue with that.
All right, one more thing. Get Mo's the only quarterback that's ever lost twice to Kentucky and Vanderbilt in his career. See you.
Thanks, Philly.
He's had 38 appearances. We've given him 38 chances to be the quarterback at the University of Tennessee.
I mean,
and he still can't, stares down a receiver in year five, right in his own. I mean, that was the same BYU pick all over again.
Hey, do you guys know if he throws for 5,388 yards against on Saturday against Alabama, he'll become the number one all-time leading passer in Tennessee history?
Let's go to Zach next on the G3 Help Me Hot. That ain't making sense. What's up, Zach?
Houston, Nate and Davey.
Morning, bud.
Hey, Zach.
So the kitchen's flooding, but we're worried about the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Makes sense. At least to Gump. So, you know, the reason why that I feel like that game was one of the worst losses I've seen. And the reason why it was one of the worst losses I've seen, because it was. Since 1935, they've not blown us out like that in Neyland. 1984, I was 2 years old the last time they won. So, you know, and we can, you guys have done a good job of talking about this whole time, but there's major concerns. Pruitt's lucky that we had two miserable, abject failures that followed him, because otherwise he'd be gone this year. And I don't care if it's the coronavirus or not. I believe that. Now, he'll get 4 or 5 years. But, guys, everybody's ready to move on to the next coach. I'll be honest with you. As much as we've been through, I don't know if I can hear that crap again. Well, you know, give him a couple years to get his system in and get his players
in. Yeah, you start the same song over again, Zach. It's the same thing.
Look at Sam Pittman.
I can't do it. I can't do it again. Like, if it's somebody like Urban Meyer you get in here, then I can do it. You know, let that guy win 0-12, you know, go 0-12 to get a system in. I'm okay with that. But another no-name bum off the street, you know, an assistant coach that can't provide any leadership, I can't do that again. Where you're, well, let's get his players in. Let's, you know, he's got a really good staff. And, you know, this, wait till he gets his guys in. He's going to do his own culture. You know, God, that makes me sick just to think about that. So, you know, you can't. We're just in the predicament we're going to be in. We're going to be stuck with it. It doesn't matter. But I know long-term the guy's not the right. It's just not happening. And we can continue to make excuses all day. You know, we've tried to make excuses for a long time. But you go up and down the mall, there's excuse after excuse. Anyway, I know you guys are really pressed against it. So thanks for taking my call and let me vent.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks for the call, Zach. Yeah, there's a lot of truth in that. You're gonna either hear the debate over where Jeremy Pruitt is, or eventually, whenever you make a change. I mean, you kind of get that on the front end of people saying, and that's why you have to grade performance based on like just where you are on some level. You have to kind of establish what the ground rules are. And I'm sorry, the ground rules for Saturday were you needed to beat Kentucky. Like, you had to win the game for it to be a good day. And not only did you not win the game, but your team was good enough to win the game outside of one player. Well, outside of one position, I guess I should say.
Hmm.
Outside of one position, your team was obviously good enough to win the football game. And that one position gave your team no shot. 0%, you know, no fun, sir. All right, let's go to Brad in Nashville. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. Having a fun Monday. Listen to you talk about the worst loss we've had in Kentucky since Pearl Harbor was bombed. That's, I don't know, not exactly what I expected to be hearing today. And part of the problem is I'm starting to hear a lot of the same garbage from Pruitt that drove me so nuts about whenever Butch Jones was here. Like, he won't address the obvious problems as to why we lost the game. I mean, the first couple of years, he's like, well, we got our butts whipped. At least tell us. Speak the truth to us, and don't act like we're too damn stupid to see why we lost. I mean, we've been watching this garbage for a decade, and
yeah, we're experts in garbage.
Yeah, no, we're well seasoned in that trash, and you're not going to be able to pull this one over our eyes whenever we have not a distinct talent advantage, but at least comparable talent at every position on the field, save one. And theirs is more of a running back than a quarterback, and we lose by 27. It's just, It's inexcusable. And the fact that they're arguing over the color of the drapes while the house is on fire is very, very discouraging, especially since we just gave them, we just re-upped this contract for no reason. I mean, it's a whole bunch of crap that's really bad and happened really in succession, and it's just, I don't know, 2020 could get fit, and our football program is something else that they killed. But love you guys. Hopefully they figure it out. We'll see.
Appreciate it. We are experts.
You know, there's one guy that has some Tennessee ties that's probably one coaching stop away.
We did this last year. Why are we doing this?
What do you mean?
We're not firing the guy yet. I'm not there.
I know. This, we need about 1 to 2 more years, and then
who is it though? I was just curious.
It's Jamie Chadwell. Went to ETSU from the state of Tennessee.
I guess I gotta Google him.
Played quarterback for ETSU from 95 to 99. Offensive guy. He has Coastal Carolina in the top 25. Maybe one more stop.
What are the Tennessee ties? Like the University of Tennessee? None?
None. From the state, though.
It's good stuff, Nate. Appreciate it.
From the state.
Pro Football Focus has two Kentucky O-linemen on their National O-Line of the Week.
Great. Mm-hmm. Just obvious. Just outstanding. Mm-hmm. Loving that. All right, we'll draw some punishment coming up next and figure out how Houston and I get to spend Punishment Wednesday. Oh, and Will on Punishment Tuesday, special edition Punishment Tuesday again for Sticky Will Stevens. Davey and Alex are safe. We gave Alex Kentucky.
I did not want to win SEC Survivor.
So
you should have made a larger sacrifice.
Yeah. Come back with that next. Before we draw, sports betting is almost here. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started right now. $50 in free bets just for signing up with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. If you're on Android, head on over to sportsbook.fanduel.com. You can download the app directly from the website. If you're on iPhone, it should be in the Apple Play Store. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site. They got all the odds on the biggest sports. Ready for you to lock it in. And right now, you can download that FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code 3OUT after you sign up, and that way you'll get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code 3OUT, the number 3OUT, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. So hit them up and support the people that support us right here at Fan Run Radio. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit, non-withdrawable, expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, Houston, should we – who went first drawing, Davey?
That's a good Will? Question.
Who drew for me?
Nate did.
I did. You said you wanted me to draw for you. I got you a great helmet.
Yeah, I was going to say you did a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's a great helmet. You got kind of screwed. It was really
bad. You got
bad
to pick
timing.
Any team you wanted.
Because in any other week, loser. You probably would have gotten, you know. This was the toughest week of FCC Survivor ever.
Hey, if it's any consolation.
I think everybody in the room, if you'd have won a you pick, wouldn't you have taken Tennessee?
I would have took Alabama. I promise you I would have. I felt confident with that one. If it's any consolation, though, you did correctly pick the game of the biggest blowout. You took Tennessee versus Kentucky, so you got that right.
I probably would have picked Ole Miss and then felt awful about it.
Who did pick Ole Miss, Nate?
No, I meant if I had a you pick.
That one scared me with all the Ole Miss players out.
Well, I really thought that. I don't know. That if Ole Miss scores on just one of those three chances they had inside the 5-yard line, the game's a lot different. But anyway, go ahead. Houston got biggest blowout, and he got
leading passer.
What?
Didn't I?
Well, you copied me, and I had Matt Corral.
Oh, that's right. I thought I said Mac Jones. Oops. Oh well. Yeah. One out of three ain't bad. Win some, lose some.
Yeah.
I think we all picked.
I gave way too much credit to Georgia's defense.
Alex took Eric Gray as the leading rusher. The rest of us took Isaiah Spiller. Yeah. So, I mean,
Eric Gray was second. Spiller was third.
Well, every team, there was a 100-yard rusher in every game. I'll put it that way.
Really?
Yeah. Every SEC game this week, at least one 100-yard rusher in each game.
Well, let's let Alex draw for Will, then I'll draw, and then Houston can draw.
Neat.
Fired up.
So exciting.
I don't know why I mix them up. Alex, I don't even know what they are anyway.
This is for Will?
He has
this
no
is
idea.
For Will. Alex had a Kentucky. That's who he gave him.
Davey. So, I know what that is.
Seattle. Did we already do that one?
No.
Last year, Ice Brawl.
Ooh. Really?
That's what it was. Well, I had Ice Pants and then Ice Brawl. And ice, unless you changed
ice
it.
Ice Brawl.
Ice Brawl for Sticky Will tomorrow.
He gets all the outfit ones. That's so... What are the odds?
Was that... How uncomfortable was that, Davey? Was it bad?
The pants were worse than the Ice Brawl.
Did you have to tape your nipples?
I don't believe I did.
It's very sensitive skin.
I didn't put Band-Aids on them.
Pasties.
No.
Do we still have the bra around here somewhere? Or do we have to go buy another bra?
You're probably going to have to go buy another one.
Will might have one out there. Might have one laying around.
Yeah.
What cup size?
No, never mind.
What
cup size?
What's the smallest size ever?
Yeah. No, I bought a triple D.
Because it's got to hold the ice.
And then I bought a one that was slightly smaller. And for some reason, that one actually did better. So that's the one we used. So I think it was like a... May have just been a D size, D cup.
Neat.
Gotta hold the ice. Yeah.
All right, who's next?
Me. Here, shake them up.
Shake. Not me.
Let Houston do the honors.
Hodges,
a lot of punishment so far this year.
Yeah, a lot of punishments.
Colts. The Colts, they have not been drawn.
Oh my gosh.
What is it?
You have to wax your legs.
Ooh.
I thought we didn't have that one. I thought we had chest.
I think Houston complained so much about having to wax his chest, he changed his legs.
No, I thought that one was still in here, too.
I don't know.
No, it's in there.
So this is a leg wax.
Leg waxing.
I think that was...
What? Would you have not played the game if waxing your legs was a thing?
No,
you can
I'm
take
just
a veto.
Not. I just don't...
You can veto.
What's the problem?
Houston, I don't remember
can
that
go buy some whacking strips.
I'm sorry.
We haven't had it yet. I don't recall the Colts ever being drawn.
What are you exactly complaining?
There was some conversation about
yeah.
legs being shaved or waxed or something,
mm-hmm.
and it never got put in. So I'm just confused about how it's in there.
It was already in there, I guess. We never took it out.
So that was in there from some other year or something.
I don't recall complaining about the leg wax.
The chest wax was the issue
we had a lot of discussion about.
And you can veto it if you'd like. It's open to veto. You get one veto. You want to wax your legs right here?
I'm going to have to see the whole list to see if I'm going to veto. We'll let you draw, and then I'll decide.
What are you talking about? Like, the list is the list.
Apparently, I don't know the list, so I need to see the list.
What does that change? Like, we've talked about
everything. There might be some punishment. I have no idea. All right.
You want to just read through them real fast?
Yeah.
All 32? Okay, the death chip. Death by ping pong. Condiment suicide water, which is awful. A cup and a half of nacho cheese.
Drink two cans
of cold tomato soup. The maple syrup
did that
chug.
One too.
Six pickled eggs or three raw eggs.
Oof.
Jar of dill pickles.
Oof.
The gallon challenge. Tin man. Wax your legs. Ice brawl. Brain freeze. Pantyhose mask for the entire show.
I've done a lot of these.
The mouth challenge. The thing where it holds your mouth open the whole time.
Really did that.
10 saltines in 60 seconds. David did that. Helium hot take. Anchovy sardine sliders. Chest wax, which I did not want. Shot collar trivia. Wasabi challenge.
Ooh, I did
come dressed in character.
Mm-hmm.
Shot collar trivia.
Yep.
Spray tan.
Mm-hmm.
Three pig's feet,
mm.
which is in there, and you can go to hell because I did that.
Actually, that one's been taken.
Gluttony challenge. Guess the food.
You didn't really do the pig's feet thing.
Yes, I do. Oh, you're an idiot. Guess the food, where you get eat 10 foods with your nose closed, and you got to see if you can guess what it is.
Ugh.
Now we should do that with a shot caller. So if you get it wrong, you get.
No.
I understand that'd be fun. Five warheads, baby food, canned food roulette, smoothie roulette, and another shot caller trivia because the people love it.
And if you veto one, like it's vetoed for the year, right? Like
yeah.
All right, I'm vetoing. Give me another shot.
Okay, using the veto.
I would rather have my chest wax than my legs.
The veto is being used.
I have very little chest hair. I got lots of.
It's about jean season. It'll look good.
I don't care. I just don't want to do it.
Draw a helmet, you moron.
Give me the Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins. Okay, wasabi challenge.
All right.
You get all the spicy stuff.
I do.
Miami.
Wasabi challenge.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to find you some just killer wasabi.
I feel like leg wax is not as bad as wasabi.
He handled the chip pretty well. What do you got?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
I thought you were about to take my my Falcons. What are the Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston?
I'm working on it.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. They got beat yesterday.
Shot caller trivia.
Is it really? Good. It's actually not that bad. I'll let Will create your quiz.
3 weeks in a row.
Shot caller trivia. People love it. They wanted more. Now you got it.
Shot caller trivia.
Great.
That's not that bad.
That's just great.
You get to be the center of attention, which you love, so it's not that bad.
I really just didn't want another food challenge. I don't think I could have done it.
I thought the way that look on your face when
I drew it, when I saw it,
I thought it was going to be condiment suicide or some other food.
If it
thing.
Had been condiment,
you might have to veto.
I might
that
have
one.
Vetoed that and just rolled the dice on chest wax the rest of the year.
Well, I've done it. I'm rolling the dice on whatever comes out of the bucket. Now that I've heard all the punishments, thank you for eating them. I appreciate that.
I'm going to give you the option to walk back the wasabi because the people are really upset at you for vetoing the leg wax.
That game, those are the rules.
It's good. It aerates your pores, and then the hair grows back even healthier.
Houston is currently leading in the amount of punishments this year with 3. And he's really good at this game, too, so wow.
COVID. I'm off my game.
Nate's
clearly.
Nate's had 3 as well. You guys are tied for first.
Yeah, I'm doing terrible this year. I've drawn the Mississippi school 3 straight weeks. That is not a good
result. Oh, wait. Will's also had 3 punishments now, so y'all are
it's
tied.
It's a tough
You've
year.
Had 1 or 2.
I've had dose.
What 3 has Will had? He had shot caller trivia, character.
And, well, now he's got 3.
Oh, yeah.
This is 3. No, yeah. It's only been 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Dang it. All right. Can't wait to see what these questions are. Jeez. Gosh. All right. Whatever. I'm going to start studying, I guess.
Final segment. Back at you next. Stick with us right here on 3 and 8.
I hate this game.
Final segment of the program brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. Become a member. We're members, and they always do a great job for you at the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out. The Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union online at tvacreditunion.com. Is there any other topics from the weekend that we want to just kind of hit on briefly, even though we probably will need to come back to them during the week?
Well, I still have the quarterback question. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Okay.
I do want to discuss – oh, easy there, Rusty Spring Boy. The coaching malpractice on offense, is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Okay, talk about that. The talent gap, team leadership, is there any? Who is this team's – bona fide leader.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really talk about the Jimmy Brumbaugh thing. Maybe by tomorrow we'll have a little bit more info. And the damn Titans saved my weekend. Fish weren't biting. Tennessee got crushed. I got made fun of for being a Tennessee fan.
Do you want to talk about some really good coaching decisions to end the show or to save it for Optimism Tuesday?
Just save it.
We'll save that.
What's the name of the Alabama-Georgia game? 41-24.
First half was what I thought it would be.
Georgia didn't score in the second half. I didn't realize that until just now.
Yeah, it feels familiar.
Neither do we.
That was why I said that.
Notre Dame beat Louisville 12-7.
Do you see Clemson score?
What was it, 72-7?
73-7.
73-7.
Yeah. They opened as a 44.5-point favorite over Syracuse.
Did Clemson just get mad? Are they just mad now?
I don't know. North Carolina went on the road to play Florida State, who made a quarterback change recently, and it's kind of a different team now.
It's kind of the thing. It's like we could at least, even if things are bad for us, we're like, hey, look at Florida State over there. What a bunch of losers. And then they go and beat the fifth-ranked team in the country.
Just takes time for some of these coaches. You know, you just got to give them time.
A couple of weeks.
Sam Howell, who could be our quarterback right now, even in a loss, went 20 of 36 for 374 and 3 touchdowns. How about Kellen Mond, Texas A&M, just taking care of Mississippi State pretty easily, 28-14?
Yeah, it feels like the I don't know what's going on in Starkville, but man, talk about a high flying start, and now they got nothing.
And then so now the A&M game seems a lot tougher for Tennessee than maybe we thought. But the Auburn game has gone the other way as South Carolina at home beat Auburn 30-22.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix threw a ton of picks.
I don't know, for that Auburn game, the loser might be the real winner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's not getting fired. Gus Malzahn could get fired this year. Jeremy Pruitt ain't getting fired.
Yeah, Jeremy Pruitt's not getting fired.
Yeah.
So if you're the whole if you're already in the like pulling against Tennessee, so they fired Jeremy Pruitt, you got like probably at least a season plus. I mean, even
I'm not against them. I mean, it's just straight apathy at this point. You guys know where I've been on this. I've been on this train for a while.
I think there's a lot of. I think apathy is the right word. TNT.
The good news is the apathy won't even show up on TV. If it was a full stadium this year, yeah, maybe, but I doubt it.
Good point.
It's okay. We'll talk. I think there's hope for this season, even if it's not, you know, a winning season. I think that there's a way to get the fan base back. There's a way to build trust and build hope. Mm-hmm. I have a plan. I'm going to lay out my plan tomorrow. The plan will give us hope, or at least let us know exactly where we stand.
I mean, at least the Alabama game is going to be buried on the TV chart on like an SEC alternate channel at noon.
I thought they already gave the time for that, did they not?
Oh, they did. It's CBS 3:30. Yeah, it's the one game that you probably don't want to.
You were being facetious.
It's going the exact opposite.
I thought maybe we performed so poorly that they took it away from us.
I wish they did.
How about Sam Pittman in Arkansas? And Barry Odom on defense, and Kendall Briles. They scored 33. They won 33-21.
I mean, Ole Miss's defense is junk. They had a lot of guys out. I'm not trying to take anything away from Sam Pittman. I'm really not. They should have beat Auburn. I still don't think Auburn's very good. But, I mean, they beat Mississippi State, who has not looked anything like what we thought they'd look like after week one. And they beat Ole Miss without nine players. And it's a good job. It's a good job. They go they get their bye week this week. Then they're at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Florida, LSU, at Missouri, Alabama. Like, we'll learn a lot more about Arkansas after their bye week. I'm not looking forward to that game, though. But I have a plan. I have a plan.
Dan Mullen got the COVID after wanting the stadium fully filled.
I saw that. And so explain to me the Nick Saban thing, because I didn't choose Alabama because I thought it was for certain that he was going to miss the game.
I don't understand why this is so hard for these, like, Warren Sapp, like, the biggest idiot.
So, positive test, three negatives. Obviously, it was a false positive. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He wasn't sick. He said he had no symptoms even when they
said his daughter tweeted immediately once the news broke, I have permission to tweet this. My dad is completely asymptomatic.
Yeah. He didn't have it. Like, the test was just wrong.
Which makes you wonder, doesn't it?
And then Warren Sapp tweeted out as they walked out of the tunnel before the game, Nick Saban's back right next to those kids. How, like, they don't even care, do they? It's like, buddy, he's more negative than the guys that tested once are negative. You know what I mean? Like, he's the safest guy to be around right now because they've tested him three times and he's been negative every time.
Mm-hmm. Known dullard Rex Chapman was also.
Oh, yeah, that was there. The other one I was thinking about.
That guy drives me crazy. All he does is tweet out other people's videos with a small comment, and then if he gives an actual take, it's usually trash.
I muted him. I can't handle it anymore. I didn't even follow him, but people would retweet his stuff. And
did anyone hear Matt Jones on The Drive Friday?
Oh, yeah. He sounded like you when you talk about Florida.
He said
Kentucky has no shot in Knoxville. Occasionally when they come to Lexington, he'll start to believe that maybe Kentucky's going to do it. But even that, he's never picking Kentucky until they beat Tennessee.
He Lou Holtz us.
Yep. Well, that's not like Houston. Houston still picks us to beat Florida.
No, he doesn't. Well, I mean, he made a promise at one point during that series that he would never pick Tennessee to beat Florida until Tennessee beat Florida.
I don't think I have. I think I usually pick Florida and then say, but really, maybe I have a chance.
Hope against hope.
Just got to wait for it.
Two Monday night football games tonight.
That's fun.
Yeah. Especially when
we'll Chiefs definitely talk about those and this Titans game. I listened to almost all of the Titans postgame show on my drive home because I was near Bowling Green, and so you got Titans Radio Network. I love Mike Keith. Why do we ever let him go? He's so good. So fun. So energetic.
You know, another
so correct.
another place of optimism. I was looking at the betting lines on MyBookie, the official sports book of FanRun Radio, and this week there's so many more games now because the Big Ten's back. Yeah, Nebraska, Ohio State coming up.
Oh, that's this
Saturday
weekend?
At noon. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
they did it.
They made it.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, they deserve this.
We're running short on time, but can I ask for some quick advice?
Yeah.
So I was awarded a student ticket to the Alabama game. I have until 4 o'clock today to claim it. Do I claim it?
What are your other options for Saturday?
Weather looks good.
Watch it on TV.
Yeah, I'd watch it on TV.
Weather looks good.
Problem is, I have a friend who is going in the same group, and she has already purchased her ticket. So now I feel responsible.
I think just go to the game.
Yeah, just go.
It's a 3:30 window.
Everyone says that games with limited crowds are actually great.
Yeah, you should be able to spread out.
Plenty of room, no lines. It's nice. I'd say try it. See what it's like. Could be great.
They said even the concession stands, there's nothing, it's easy to get. Are they still selling beer, right, this year? Or did they, and you're older, right? You're good to go.
Yep.
Of age.
I would
just bring a paper bag.
I would just enjoy a nice autumn afternoon. I've decided after this weekend, being outside, I think October is my favorite month. I mean, the weather this weekend was just incredible.
It's up there.
I got a little sunburnt yesterday,
Alex,
actually.
They'll put you on TV if you bring a paper bag.
That's true. Yeah. I should do that. I can get down to the front wall in the student section really easily.
Yeah, just cut the eye holes out.
This is sad. Yeah. That's where we are.
I'm actually looking forward to
next week. Two losses into the season.
There's a lot of sneaky good games coming up this week.
Yeah, two losses. One of the worst losses
really
in UT history.
Tennessee, Alabama
team quit. Not a whole lot of hope at quarterback.
That's all we have is hope.
If you were here, I said you can't pull against Jeremy Pruitt because they're not going to fire him for a long time. So you might as well just hope he can turn it around. Mm. Maybe this was a light bulb moment for him. But it is good in a way if you were out on Jarrett Garantano that this happened against Kentucky. Because if this had happened against Alabama, people would still be giving him a pass. Now that it's happened against Kentucky, we all know what the stakes are. We all know that he's not going to get it. Like it's clear and obvious now. So that's some good news. A little teaser for Optimism Tuesday.
Mm. Get a Jimmy the Jet package. Let's go. Do something. It's like I'm poking the dead body.
Yeah, all these freshmen we heard about, we haven't even seen them.
Yep. So now there's no pressure. You might as well roll them out there. Cheer's not going to be a thing. Just let's see what we got so that we can, sometimes it's you got to hit the bottom before you can start climbing.
God, we've been saying that for a decade.
Way to bring it down, Houston. The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more.
I'll finish it up tomorrow.
Fan Run Radio.
Hey, it's...